Johnny McArdle, Uncovered Beauty. What are we thinking?
She's a nice filly. The filly, she'll improve a lot, but I think she'll run well with filly.
What would you say would be your best?
Uncovered Beauty.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Uncovered Beauty went bang on the outside and put them away. One by a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're at the Nursery Champions today. Bendigo, a beautiful racetrack, every opportunity. And I reckon the grass would be nice today.
I think it would be. Wayne Tucker is the track manager. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, Wayne.
Going well, thank you. What are we looking at today?
We're looking at a good four. The track is beautiful. Penhard 5.36.
5.36, beautiful. So that, what does that make it on a rating scale?
Good four.
Good four. And rail?
Rail's in a true position, same place it was for our cup meeting 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so how did it respond from cup day?
Yeah, it raced really well cup day and recovered really well, so we made the decision just to leave the rail where it was, and I did more today.
Terrific, Wayne. Good luck this afternoon.
No worries, thank you.
Good stuff, Wayne Tucker, Bendigo Trek Manager. Good four. Nice, rail on the true. Everyone's a winner. Dan Bowman wants to be a winner today. He's got a couple running around. Good morning, Dan.
How you going?
Going very well, thank you. Race 5, number 3, Mumbles, is your first runner today. Now, first up, firmly in the market, has got a pretty good first up record. How's he looking at home?
Yeah, he does have a good first up record. He's probably stiff not to win first up last prep at Caulfield. He sort of loomed up and hit the front and just peaked on his run. He's in good order. His coat could be a bit better, but this bad weather that's been hanging around a bit longer has probably put the slows on that, but... probably just depends how good Hawks' horse is, I suppose. It looked good early days, but it's obviously had a wind up since, so if it hasn't come back as in as good a order, then we might be able to get over the top of him.
Oh, I've just seen that. Yeah, Prince of Caviar, the half, to the Black Caviar's in the field. There's only six in the field. Will you sort of sit at the back and then give one last burst?
Yeah, well, his racing pattern is to just settle where he's comfy, second half of the field, and come with one run. So being a small field, whether that's last in the run or just behind the speed, if they're not going quick, I'll just leave that up to James.
Righto. And then your other runner today is Manhattan Arch, which is race 8, number 19. Gets a run today. What are you thinking today, or first up?
Well, he's first up for about 18 months. He's had a knee chip out and two wind ups. He hasn't run since the May Carnival 2018. Look, he's in great order. He looks $1 million. But when you have had that long off the scene, you're always going to need a run or two to really get that race fitness back. So as long as he's back and hitting the line well today and showing that the wind ups worked and he's in good order, then we'll be happy.
All right. Your best today?
Oh, Mumbles, clearly.
Mumbles, clearly, says Dan. Race 5, number 3. Good luck.
Thank you.
Dan Bowman there with us on the early mail.
And Matt Kamani's got two at Bendigo today. Matt, you've got race 7, number 5, Hutchison, and also race 8, number 7, Jellic Knight Jack. Which way would you go if we had to pin you down for one?
Morning, guys. I think probably it had to be Hutchison. He put in a great performance last time. I questioned a little bit about the strength of that race, and perhaps it was one to suit him, but you can't help but be impressed with the way that he sort of... got out behind two horses and really accelerated nicely for a big, sort of slowish-looking horse. You know, by shocking, you'd expect him to take a bit more time to wind up, but he actually managed to do it quite impressively. Possibly might have been a bit flattered by that, though, but let's see, over 2,400, I think that should suit him. He's got a good barrier, good jockey, and hopefully will run well. Jellic Knight Jack's just coming back. He's probably a distance that's a bit too short for him, and he's got a shocking barrier out in the car park in sort of 14 or 15, I think, out wide anyway, and I think he's probably going to struggle a little bit first up from there, but it'll be a good introductory run for him.
All right, so Hutchison, a winning chance?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds
Matt,
very good.
Appreciate your time. Go get him.
All right, thanks, guys.
Matt Kamani went very good to us on the early mail. Race 7, number 5, Hutchinson's $5 early markets, and Mumbles is race 5, number 3 for Dan Bowman, $3.90. Put it together, so here you go. Now, George has given us some quality numbers for today. 5. From 2 and 6, from 5 and 9, from 6 and 13. 5 from 2, 6, from 5, 9, from 6 and 13. They're your quality numbers today at Bendigo. Good luck if you're getting involved. Scotty Jamison after this.